Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. This week we have a story by Thunderpuff, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is My Problem with Star Wars, or I Have Opinions About Everything. Preamble. 1. This is not a listicle. 2. Everything that follows comes from a place of extraordinary ignorance. 3. I don't discuss the newest Star Wars movie because I haven't actually seen it. 4. If you've lived in an underground bunker for the last 30 years, there will be spoilers. Perhaps I am thoroughly out of touch with all of humanity, I usually am, when I say this, but taking the helmets off the bad guys has ruined Star Wars. Allow me to explain, by way of recapping my youth, because I'm pretty sure I'm having a midlife crisis. Back in 77, I was too young to enjoy the groundbreaking special effects and innovation that marked the theatrical release of Star Wars No. 1. However, I was old enough to notice the profound influence the movie had on pop culture and the level of awe and excitement it elicited in most everyone who saw it. As a result, a few years later, I watched the trailer to Empire with giddy anticipation and, though my older brothers had no interest in taking their baby sister with them anywhere to see it in the theaters, I did eventually watch it on VHS in my living room. As a result, and in keeping with my being a giant diaper baby, I expected the stormtroopers would blast or rifle their way through my bedroom door, and I'd end up a carbonite shrinky-dink right next to my hero, Indiana Jones. I finally got the chance to see my first Star Wars flick on the big screen in 1983, Return of the Jedi. My mind was blown. Oh, sure, now the Ewoks seem lame, but at the time they were like Care Bear Road Warriors, and I loved it. As a kid, I also had no issue with the end of the movie when Darth's helmet is removed to reveal an elderly Humpty Dumpty. He looked absolutely terrible, pasty, badly scarred, with a decidedly unmenacing voice. But I let it slide. After all, we finally got that long-awaited Han and Leia kiss, and the Mad Max Teletubbies threw a giant rave in the woods. Everyone was happy. Though I didn't recognize it upon my first viewing, I now appreciate the significance Vader's de-helmeting lent to Luke's journey. However, I still argue, divulging the fact that Darth Vader was really Uncle Fester was a huge mistake and a portent of terrible things to come, e.g. Jar Jar Binks. Hear me out. There's a very good reason why we never see Michael Myers or Jason without their masks, or hear them speak, because a villain without his headgear opens himself up to ridicule. We notice their receding hairlines or goofy grins, and there's a 50-50 chance they sound like Wallace Shawn or Elmo. And although a horror movie starring a demented Elmo sounds intriguing, generally speaking, you don't want your evildoers to be adorable. Or remind you of a talking egg. Point is, if you're planning a sequel or a prequel, or just want me to like your fantasy movie, keep the helmets on. Maintain that air of mystery, dread, and suspense. Let our imaginations run away. Allow our personal notions of a boogeyman to embody the unknown villain. And yet, for some reason, Star Wars seems hell-bent on over-explaining every previously enigmatic piece of itself. To boldly go where no one... Wait a minute. In all honesty, I've devoted the last 15 years of my life to mostly ignoring the revised Star Wars franchise. To people like me, there's at least a half dozen of us, the last 20 Star Wars movies are a labyrinth of dates and genealogies, mostly because we're far too busy not paying attention. Oddly enough, it wasn't until I watched and approved of the first Star Trek reboot that my attitude toward the new Star Wars films changed. Perhaps, just as my love for the original James T. Kirk had nearly caused me to miss a decent Star Trek redo, my nostalgia for Han Solo was blinding me to the cinematic wonders of the 21st century. It didn't hurt that some of the original cast members would be reprising their roles. So, after years of avoidance and The Phantom Menace, I finally succumbed to an in-theater viewing of The Force Awakens. To my great surprise, I was thrilled when I saw Kylo Ren. He conjured those old memories of a terrifying Vader, like a lower rent version, but his less refined attire only added to his dreadful presence. Then, halfway through the movie, the idiot took off his helmet, and suddenly I'm watching a coming-of-age picture about a moody teen going through a goth phase. Movie ruined forever. After that, I couldn't take anything anyone said remotely seriously, particularly Rebel without a helmet. And then, as if to personally insult me and repel me from all future Star Wars movie, Kylo murdered Han. At which point I may have thrown my popcorn and staged a mostly silent protest. Basically, I whispered expletives into my husband's ear for the rest of the movie. Episode 9407, The Empire Finally Gets Some Therapy. Look, I studied psychology. I get the real-life importance of understanding human behavior, yada yada. And ordinarily, I love a good psychological thriller or movie that takes us on a deep analysis of its characters and their motivations. I also recognize that great stories are often rooted in ancient mythology. But when I go to a Star Wars flick, I expect a good guy and a bad guy, a dark side and a light side, Han and Luke and Leia and Chewie versus Vader, the Emperor, and some British Nazis. What I mean is, I like my Star Wars uncomplicated, not because I'm shallow and hate good character development, but because in the past, where I live, Star Wars was simple. I mean, sure, Luke struggled with the dark side, he suffered great tragedy, and, as it turns out, he's the spawn of Dick Cheney. But I never had to delve into the warped mind of Darth Vader to get to the story. Vader was just evil. Until that last scene in Jedi. But still, mostly evil. Then the helmets came off, and now the bad guy's just some little damaged dude dumping his baggage on everyone else. That's a little too close to real life for my taste. While we're at it, since my thesis is rapidly deteriorating into a general airing of grievances, was it so wrong to let Solo and Leia fly off into the galaxy sunset and live happily ever after? Apparently, because instead they had a kid, neglected his emotional welfare, argued about money, and then called it quits. Ooh, what amazing storytelling! Thanks for that rehash of every Time magazine article about divorce in the 80s. Just stop it already. Historically, cinema has often reflected the collective concerns of society at the time. In the 1950s, cinema was preoccupied with space invaders, War of the Worlds, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and some postulate this was a reaction to pervasive Cold War anxieties. And perhaps the newest chapters in the Star Wars franchise offer some reflection on our collective fixations now. Maybe we feel more overall uncertainty or ambiguity as tensions and divisions seem on the rise. Maybe it's a sign of maturation in both storytelling and audience. No. Or maybe Disney's just gonna suck on that Star Wars teat until they hit dust. Yes. Whatever the reason, how about we let an old movie be and tell an entirely different story with different characters? And let us, me, believe that the bad guys, at least in a galaxy far, far away, are just bad. Of course, maybe I just want a happy ending, or just an ending. In which case, what I'm really trying to say is, Stop breaking into the movie time capsule, stealing the best and making them into rehashed, reimagined, CGI-dependent spin-offs of their former classic selves. Because I swear to God, if anyone takes Goonies or Back to the Future and tries to remake or prequel them, I will fuck their shit up. And by that I mean, I'll be really, really cranky. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.